So most of us movie fanatics probably got our first glimpse of actor Martin Landau as the evil, sexually ambiguous henchman in Hitchcock's classic North by Northwest. Then he was the hip undercover spy along with his then-wife and co-star Barbara Bain in Mission Impossible, the TV series. It's probably in those gripping and sometimes outlandish episodes that Landau's cult status was born, culminating, I think it's fair to say, in his Academy Award-winning performance opposite Johnny Depp as an aging, bitter Bela Lugosi in 1994's Ed Wood. He stole the movie, basically. For his entire career, Landau has had a reputation as one of the most skilled actors ever to work in television and film, 125 feature films to his credit. And Landau's newest, Lovely Still, opened this past weekend. Here's a clip with his co-star, the also amazingly skilled and Oscar-winning Ellen Burstyn.
Hi. Oh. I'm sorry for coming in like this, but...
I don't know who you are.
I'm
sorry.
I'm
like you here. Leave now, please.
The door was open, and I wanted to make sure you weren't her or something.
Who are you?
So, who is she? It's the question that haunts this part fairy tale, part love story, part mystery. Lovely Still also features Elizabeth Banks and Adam Scott. We're very thrilled to welcome Martin Landau to the show today. Good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Great. So you've had quite a career for someone who started out as a cartoonist, eh?
Well, that's true. I mean, I'm very fortunate. And this film, too, is one that I really enjoyed doing with Ellen. And, it's not often you get a chance to do an older couple love story. And the irony, of course, is it was written, directed by a 22-year-old boy, Nick Fackler.
Yep. And what's amazing in the movie is the interactions between very young, naive people and older, settled, vulnerable, but very wise people. What were the challenges for you as an actor in this movie?
Well, the interesting thing is you're really doing it on two levels. I mean, if you saw the movie The Sixth Sense, you saw a movie that if you see a second time, is a completely different movie.
Right.
And this film has that challenge as well. I mean, the reality you think you're seeing the first time you see it is not what's really happening. And if you see it a second time or reflect on it, you will see a completely different movie and little subtle things that you've missed the first time through. That you'll say, oh, my good, oh, yes, of course, my God, I didn't see that, I didn't know that. And that was the interesting thing about it, the ending.
And we don't want to give that away at all.
No, I don't
at all. Because it is an amazing twist, but it makes this movie really beyond simply a portrait of aging, but something really, really compelling. But the issue of aging is of interest to me, Martin Landau, because I think, if you hang around long enough, and I think John Huston had that great line in Chinatown, old buildings and whores get respectable if they hang around long enough. if you hang around long enough, you get to, as an actor, really do the story of aging itself. I'm thinking of Hume Cronin, Jessica Tandy, Katharine Hepburn, John Huston, I think, in Chinatown. You, in some sense, are aging for all of us in your great work, especially in the last few years.
Well, that's one of the interesting things about being an actor. I mean, you can go on. I mean, they need baby actors, they need child actors, they need teenage actors, they need the 20, 30, 40-year-olds, and they need older folks, too. I mean, if you're an actor, if you're a dancer, you obviously don't have that kind of longevity, or a singer, too. I mean, eventually the larynx does you in. But the actor, in playing older characters, as long as you want to do it, you can do it if roles are written. I mean, I turn down a lot of stuff where it's the old guy at the table who grunts a lot. There's no arc at all.
That's great.
But when I see one like this, and I work with Nick Fackler, the young writer-director, there were bumps in it when I first read it, and I told him what the first act needed to build tension to, and the second act, the third act, and he agreed, and we worked on the telephone for a couple of months before we sent it to Ellen Burstyn. So it was a labor of love, and again, it's the kind of film that I feel you know, when it's played a lot of festivals, mm-hmm. you know, and received very well everywhere it's been.
Well, I think part of that is due to, like, the wisdom that you bring both to the script and also to the performance. But I think it's fair to say that in your career, and I'm thinking of Ed Wood here, there's also a dark side to aging. And when you played Bela Lugosi opposite Johnny Depp, let me play a clip here and we'll talk about that.
Too constrictive. I can't even fold my arms.
Gee, Mr. Lugosi, I've never had any complaints.
This is the most uncomfortable coffin I've ever been in. Your selection is quite shoddy. You're wasting my time.
Mr. Lugosi?
I told you, I don't want any coffins.
It seems to me, Martin Landau, that part of the reason you won the Oscar is how classically you aged as the bitter Hollywood actor whose prime had come and gone.
Well, you know, I mean, as you grow older, you realize... You're moving towards the twilight and then the winter of your life, and your mortality becomes more apparent to you. And the roles hopefully will reflect that, because you see it from a different perspective and hopefully can project that so that people, you know, when you're very young, you don't think a whole lot about the ends of your lives.
Finally, do you ever see an episode of Mission Impossible, and how does it make you feel?
Well, it makes me feel old.
Aside from that.
Well, I mean, no, I mean, the show was innovative in its day. I mean, it was a different kind of show in its day, and it's hard to realize that. When we went on the air, 90% of the sets in America were black and white sets, so no one even knew the show was in color. And the opening sequence was a black and white sequence in color. We wore black outfits, gray outfits, silver outfits, and the only color was the skin tones and a little bit of wood. But everything else was black and white. Most people didn't know that until the show was rerun.
And you know, you went off to a whole other life. Peter Graves went off to a life of comedy. I mean, talk about that.
Well, you know, again, I mean, I recently did Entourage, which was, you know, a funny character playing. I like working with young actors, and, you know, at the Actors Studio, I do a lot of that. But, you know, a good actor, I mean, it's not a question of comedy or tragedy, or it's about making the character identifiable and allowing an audience to connect to that person and allowing them to see themselves in that person.
Well, well said. And certainly your career is a testimony to not being put in any box, despite the memorableness of all of the characters that you've played. Martin Landau, thanks so much.
Well, thank you, John. I really appreciate this.
No problem. And the movie, of course, is Lovely Still, co-starring Ellen Burstyn with Martin Landau.